Downtown Reading is one of those places where homelessness is a frequent topic of conversation. Many people who do not appear to have other places to go collect on streets and parks. Community meetings to discuss the issue tend to draw big crowds, and there are many agencies involved in addressing homelessness, but it persists. We continue our series of interviews on homelessness out in the cold with Shasta County and attitudes toward homeless people and their issues. Two guests join us. Larry Olmsted is the president and CEO of United Way of Northern California. Larry, thank you for joining us.
Sure, glad to be here.
Jonathan Anderson is with us as well. He's the executive director of the Good News Rescue Mission in Reading. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello. Good morning. Honor to be here.
Good to have you both here. Larry, let's start with you. How is United Way involved in efforts to help homeless people?
Jeff, United Way is one of many, many, many agencies that are attempting to tackle this issue in Shasta County. And I would say that very quickly because we're just one of many that is involved in this. For United Way, there are several levels that are important to us. One is we operate 211, which is the 24-hour human services helpline. Homelessness and housing issues are the number one reason people call 211 in Shasta County. So we have a window looking at the issue from that perspective. Another thing we do is serve as a fiscal sponsor for several programs that are seeking to address homelessness. The one that I think is really pertinent to this discussion, well, they all are pertinent, but one is Bridges to Housing, which is a program that seeks to get chronically homeless folks off the street by providing that financial subsidy that can get them get a roof over their head at a hotel or transitional housing situation. And that program launched in December of last year. It's been very successful. We've been able to, the Bridges to Housing volunteers have been able to get, to date, about 28 people a roof over their head. At least three or four of them have now graduated into permanent housing. And finally, like Jonathan, we belong to the Continuum of Care, the coalition of all agencies that are seeking to address this issue. Jonathan, a key member of the executive team of that collective.
That is quite a list of agencies that are involved in the continuum of care, I noticed. Jonathan Anderson, after years of being in the business of helping people in need, what kind of wisdom can you impart to anyone trying to make a difference in the situation of people who are on the streets?
Yeah, thank you for that. I think first and foremost, a lot of it is going to boil down to perception, you know, how we perceive people who are homeless and just kind of the stigma that we place on them as society. We serve around 3,000 people annually at the Good News Rescue Mission, and 80% of the people that we deal with who are battling a drug addiction, they started using drugs before they were 10 years old. So if you think about that number, 80% of them using drugs before 10 years old, when we're walking down the streets, when we're driving and you see someone who's homeless on the side of the road, we usually look at them as this adult who might be sleeping in a gutter. But in reality, that person has a lifelong history of dealing with abuse, of dealing with the drug addiction. And so I feel like we really need to look at people as though they were children out there. If that was a child who was sleeping in the gutter, we would stop our car, pull over, wrap our arms around that child, and say, there's no way I'm going to let you sleep like this. But because we perceive that as an adult, we just tend to pass people by, and we don't lend ourselves to them. So I think the first step in dealing with this is changing our perception as a society as a whole. It's all of our jobs to take care of those who are most broken and most hurting. It's not just the job of social services.
Are you saying, Jonathan, that substance abuse is a frequent issue with a lot of the clients who come to the Good News Rescue Mission?
Very big issue. The number one cause to the cycle of poverty that we find is it's a generational cycle passed down from grandparents, parents onto their grandchildren. So that's the number one cause. Number two cause would be the drug abuse. And predominantly in Shasta County, methamphetamine was the drug of choice. And now the opiate crisis, the heroin is actually about to surpass, if it hasn't already surpassed, methamphetamine use.
All right, so substance abuse certainly, and just a different drug, it seems to be coming to eclipse the old one.
Yeah.
We are talking about homelessness in Shasta County with Jonathan Anderson at the Good News Rescue Mission and Larry Olmsted at United Way of Northern California. You can join the conversation at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Phone lit up pretty early. Here's Mark in Reading. Welcome to the exchange.
Thank you. Yes, in Reading, the prevalent attitude among people I see seems to be that the homeless are the cause of crime in Reading, whereas in my opinion, it's homelessness that's the real problem. The homeless are merely a symptom of that problem. I wonder if you could comment on that.
All right. Let's take that up with Larry first.
Yeah, certainly. The reality, I think, of if you look at statistics, is that homeless folks are far more likely to be victims of crime than they are to be the people committing them here in Shasta County. However, that perception exists, and the perception, you know, perception becomes reality in the minds of many. I think one of the challenges in our community is that the nature of our community is such that people, for instance, they enjoy their recreational activities. We have the Sacramento River running through our town. People would like to walk along the river trails and access that. They're walking along with their families, and they might see homeless people. Sometimes they have seen homeless people bathing in the river. That causes concern. The ladies trying to jog along the paths, they might see homeless people there. They have that perception whether or not they're going to be attacked or what have you. That perception becomes real in terms of the sense of security. So the security and the crime issue is not one that can be brushed off easily. However, you know, I think Jonathan's right that you have to go back to the reality, and where does and the reality is that no, most crimes in our community are not being committed by homeless people. And I wanted to speak to Jonathan's point about drug abuse and substance abuse. We're in a community where, according to United Way's studies, 30% of our households are struggling to make ends meet, even though we have a very hard-working community. We know that there's stress in those households. We know that substance abuse and alcohol abuse have been declared the number one public health problem in our county by our county health agency. All of this leads to real challenges in terms of how our youth are developing, and when we have it, and we also, it leads to challenges in terms of crime. So I think there's an overall perception that our drug situation and economic situation have led to more crime here than people would like to see, and homeless people become a visible, you know, kind of, I hate to use the word scapegoat, but it gets into people's consciousness that, oh, perhaps these people are the cause of it. And I think, Mark, you're correct. It's more, that's a perception issue that's not quite true.
So, Jonathan Anderson, if we move beyond scapegoating and into something what you talked about, where if it was a child by the side of the road, we'd wrap our arms around them and say, this isn't going to happen. There are people obviously reluctant to do that with adults, and so what's maybe the one-step remove thing that people could do more often that they don't now?
Yeah. You know, if somebody's just generally uncomfortable to approach someone on the side of this road, to, you know, they could be involved with the organizations and supporting the organizations that are equipped to actually do that, you know, whether that's United Way, whether it's the Good News Rescue Mission, whether it's any of the other organizations that are part of that continuum of care council, really learning the truth about this. So like Mark said, you know, a lot of homeless are being scapegoated as creating and causing the crime. And so, hey, what's the actual truth to that? And how about as a community, we begin to change our speech to advocate for the social service agencies, support those agencies who are really trying to tackle this issue, and then speak positively in that light. There's also incredible opportunities for people to volunteer. And to me, I think the number one thing that will absolutely heal our dilemma with homelessness is mentorship. The ability for people to mentor, and you can plug into organizations like the Mission, like United Way, where we will connect you with people, we will guide you, we will train you, and equip you just to be that person's friend. One of my favorite quotes is from Mother Teresa. She says, "Loneliness is the greatest poverty in the world. I would rather be hungry than lonely." If we can fill that void, that gap of loneliness, help people learn to trust us as a society where they've been abused by humanity for their whole life, the moment they begin to trust us, they'll accept our love, and the moment they accept our love, the healing process begins.
We're talking about homelessness here on the Jefferson Exchange as part of our month-long series, Out in the Cold, a discussion county by county of homelessness and the approaches to it. Jonathan Anderson is the executive director at the Good News Rescue Mission in Redding. Larry Olmsted is the president and CEO of United Way of Northern California. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone or by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Give us your ideas on what you've seen and what you think could be seen and should be seen to help people who are homeless. 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Here's a call from Karen in Wairika. Welcome to the exchange.
Hi, Ashley is from Hughes County. I've volunteered as homeless in three counties over the last 20, 25 years. And I've seen, and it's basically caused by one situation, rents going up. Basically, I work volunteer now in Humboldt County, and I don't know any one single person who is homeless because of drug addiction. It's all because landlords raised rents. I saw it in Santa Cruz County. Housing went up, rents went up, people were priced out of the market. In San Francisco County, I volunteered in shelters. A lot of the women in the women's shelters were professional women like nurses, and they worked in offices or businesses, and they couldn't afford rent, obviously, you know.
Yeah, so these are paid jobs that paid reasonably well, but they just couldn't find places to live.
No, they couldn't afford the rent.
Mm-hmm.
No. And now in Eureka, in the last 4 years, I've seen the same thing happening here, and one of the problems is St. Joseph Hospital is importing professional medical staff, and they pay massive amounts of money to house them temporarily. And so landlords are converting to that type of rental,
mm-hmm.
and it's pricing ordinary people out of the market. And I've seen there are families, there are individuals, couples. I mean, and none of them I know are drug addicted. I'm not saying there aren't any here who have a drug problem, but most of them do not. And not only that, I don't even know any who have a psychological problem, really, other than the fact that they're real cold and other than the fact that they live outside mm-hmm. in freezing weather in Humboldt County, other than that, you know.
Right.
And I just think the landlords, the greed factor is the major factor. And the only thing that's going to help that is laws, you know, like, and not only that, but civic, like political civic council people and supervisors and people in charge, U.S. senators and mm-hmm. California senators and assembly people, they're going to have to work on it.
All right. Thanks for that, Karen. Appreciate that.
Job. Take that as an example, okay?
All right. Thanks very much. Larry Olmsted, let me bring this to you because United Way of Northern California does run the Bridges to Housing program, and I just have to wonder how difficult it is to find housing for the people who come through that program.
Well, for the people who come through that program, we have the Bridges to Housing volunteers, and I'll give them the due credit. They've established and we've worked to establish strong relationships with basically low-rent hotels and apartment situations where, and I think Karen's right, it is a matter of working with the owners and the landlords to get the proper level of engagement and an attitude that is a constructive attitude. And also to Karen's point, I mean, nationwide, certainly in California, it's been highlighted very strongly that a lack of affordable housing and a lack of subsidized housing is a huge contributor to the homeless issue. And that is certainly the case in Shasta County and in Redding. The other point, though, I'd address is that I'm not sure I can speak to the cause of homelessness, but I will definitely say in our county, mental health issues, substance abuse issues, and alcohol issues are prevalent in a large percentage of the folks who are homeless. I can't say that necessarily caused it for everybody, but there's no question that it is present in folks, and resolving or helping folks address those mental health and substance abuse problems is a core need at this point in our county.
So, Jonathan Anderson, from your perspective, if every person who needed that kind of help sought it, would there be enough slots to help them?
In the sense of the drug and alcohol abuse, we have quite a few organizations within Shasta County that provide those services. Within the Association of Gospel Rescue Missions, we have just over 300 rescue missions nationwide, and almost all of us provide that service as well. So there's great opportunity for people who want to break out of that cycle of addiction. We also have some methadone clinics and whatnot in Shasta County and the outlying counties. So I think there's great resources there. On the housing component, you know, I fully agree with Larry. Drug and alcohol abuse and mental health issues are a major component to this. That's what our surveys show. We do lack a lot of affordable housing. But I also think that Shasta County, our rent rates are not that extravagant, and somebody on general welfare would be able to afford rent. They wouldn't be able to afford much else beyond that, but that's where the social service agencies are able to pick up and provide the meals, provide the supportive services to help them be able to survive in that environment. And then we have programs that help teach people basic job readiness skills, interviewing skills. We do a lot of that at the Good News Rescue Mission. Currently, we have about 120 people who are attending college, who formerly didn't have a GED. They're attending college now as a means of securing long-term employment, and that's just after going through our college readiness program. So I think we do, as a community, have very good resources in Shasta County. But housing, you know, it's the economic development side of it. Do we have jobs that people can acquire that is going to pay them enough to put into both retirement for future longevity, and then at the same time be able to give them a lifestyle that they can sustain and support?
Jonathan Anderson's with the Good News Rescue Mission in Redding. He's the executive director. Larry Olmsted, president and CEO of United Way of Northern California. We're talking about homelessness in Shasta County. Here's a call from Humboldt County. Kim in Eureka, welcome to the Exchange.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well.
Well, the way I look at it is it's not the rents at all. It's the deposits. If you find a place for $500 or $600 around here, which you're not going to find, your deposit is going to be $1,200 to $1,500.
Mm-hmm. So you need a lot of money.
Tell me how many people are walking around with that kind of money. That is if you can pass the credit check, the background check, you're paying $35 for each credit app, and on and on. So Mother Teresa also says it's not important to do great things. It's important to do small things with great love. So if you don't have money to give, you can give a smile. You can give a kind word. You can simply look at them and nod, because most of the homeless feel invisible, and they just want to simply be acknowledged that they're a human being and that they're there, not invisible.
Uh-huh.
And one last thing. Over in Europe, they don't do what we do, which is torture. They actually provide the housing, like back in Salt Lake City. Housing first. You put the people in a house. All they need is a house. You give them a house, they'll get the rest of it straightened out. House is basic. If you don't have a house, you can have your health or anything else. After 1 year, 85% of the people that were put in a house, just simply put in a place with no money, didn't require money, they were simply put in a house. 85% of them were doing great after a year.
All right, the Housing First program that a couple of cities have worked on. I know, Larry Olmsted, in Redding, there was about a year and a half ago, there was a strategic plan for approaching homelessness. What has become of that plan?
Well, before I address that, I just wanted to say that the Bridges to Housing program that I referred to earlier is aimed at doing exactly what Kim just referred to, which is acknowledging that, getting that initial deposit, first month rent, that is often the hurdle, and that's what Bridges seems to address. The Reading Area Homeless Coalition Project was launched to kind of catalyze efforts here in Shasta County. A strategic plan was drafted. One of the things that has occurred out of that was adding more impetus to the push for strengthening our continuum of care, which has happened. A full-time continuum of care coordinator, Susie Kokums, was hired, and that has been extremely helpful in starting to coalesce and advance the issue. Another part of that strategic plan involves strengthening our data collection through the Homeless Management Information System. A significant upgrade is occurring right now in our HMIS capacity, getting more agencies putting data in. That's incredibly important in terms of helping understand the scope of the homeless issue. It's also very important in terms of applying and acquiring federal and state dollars that can help us address this issue here in Shasta County. I think that the truth, from my perspective, is that a broader and more collectively embraced strategic plan is necessary to truly focus on us on the strategies for wrestling this issue totally to the ground in Shasta County. And I know that is on the agenda as the continuum of care's work goes on.
All right, a lot of work still ahead, obviously, for the continuum of care in Shasta County and in other counties as well. Jonathan Anderson, actually, that was Larry Olmsted you heard, who's the president and CEO of United Way of Northern California. Jonathan Anderson is the executive director of the Good News Rescue Mission. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
My pleasure.
Hey, thank you, Jeffrey.